Hello and welcome to Weekly Intuitive Astrology and Energies of November 20th to the 27th. This is Molly McCord and thank you for joining me. As every Wednesday, we talk about the astrology of the week ahead and what is unfolding energetically for us. Astrology is a wonderful way to understand all the various energies that we feel, experience, and interact with. It is an amazing understanding of your power and your choices. And it is one area of life that is endlessly fascinating, where we continue to learn more about ourselves and what is possible in our life. Over this next week, we have a lot of astrological energies up in the air. It is a very busy time, and perhaps you are already feeling that. The energy really switched over on the evening of November 19th when Mars entered Scorpio. And then on November 20th, we have Mercury stationing direct at 11 degrees of Scorpio. So we have some changeovers happening in the personal planets as they move ahead, gain speed, gain momentum. And on top of that, we have some very dynamic energies here as both Venus and Jupiter in Sagittarius are interacting with the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sagittarius. So we have energies happening at the higher level and the personal level, and there is a lot of momentum right now. In fact, it's probably going to feel like all of a sudden there's a lot to do. There's a lot going on. You could feel that life picks up the pace and that all of a sudden you have energy to move forward. You're ready to go into the next project, the next task, that you could even feel more supported now as these planets are energetically stronger. So in addition to the personal planets changing direction, changing signs, over the next week, we also will see Venus entering Capricorn on November 26th. That's also the day of the Sagittarius new moon. That will be at 4 degrees of Sagittarius on November 26th. And we have even more energies picking up here as Mars in Scorpio is going to be doing a dance with Uranus in Taurus. The Sun enters Sagittarius and more. So we have a jam-packed show for you today, and I'm going to talk about each of these energies more in-depthly. That was just a brief overview to help you understand that it's time to go forward. Again, there's movement. You might feel that you're ready to make some decisions that energetically you weren't ready to commit to just yet. With Mercury direct in Scorpio and Mars in Scorpio, we are done with some of the back and forth. We're done with the overanalyzing or the assessing of what steps to take, what to do next, because that Scorpio energy is decisive. It has conviction. It's ready to commit and say, this is what I want. And we still have the Sun in Scorpio until November 22nd. So there's this sense of what feels right for you. Where do you get that surge of determination, of power, of desire, of I have to do this? And that's what you're meant to trust in yourself. The planets in Scorpio are asking you to trust those feelings, trust where that energy is coming from within you that you can't deny. And this can help with, again, anything that you felt you were uncertain about or that you had on the back burner. Now it's time to say yes. And this is where other things leave. They're over. They're finished. That's part of the journey of Scorpio energy, is that something is complete. And this can happen at many different levels of our daily experiences. But it's the understanding that there is an energy that you no longer need. It served its time. It served its purpose. And you're ready to stay focused on what you need to follow now because it's truly you. For all the intensity that Scorpio can arouse in us, it also reconnects us with a truth that's undeniable. And then that truth gets bigger and expands through Sagittarius. that truth rises up and we see something from a higher vantage point. We have a broader understanding of a lesson, an experience, a relationship. We are ready to learn from it. So this next week is an interesting mix between the Scorpio energies of a feeling that you can't deny, a truth that you're really connected with, something that you are feeling strongly about, and then we're intermingling that with the planets in Sagittarius that are asking you to trust, to move forward, to have faith, to understand what you're learning. And it also helps raises you up out of any kind of heaviness that can set in. The Sagittarius energies rise us up out of those places to understand that there's many possibilities that we don't always see in the moment, and to not get too locked into the tunnel vision of the emotional world. Scorpio's intensity is connected to emotion. It is a water sign. It is a fixed water sign. And I think of it as that hot tub where the water swirls and swirls and swirls around. And you can understand some things about yourself. You can understand how you really feel, what is true for you. But you also have to filter out that hot tub. You have to clean it and purify it. And that's part of the Scorpio journey, is that we release. We have to let go of something. So this is a time of decision making, of understanding what is complete for you, what no longer holds energy, what no longer calls to you, what no longer connects and resonates, because there's other energies coming in that are meant for you now. And I feel this at the bigger picture level of Jupiter in Sagittarius, Venus in Sagittarius, conjunct the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sagittarius. This is a pivotal point for all of us because the galactic center is an understanding of higher consciousness. It's an opening into universal energies that are beyond our solar system, our galaxy. It connects us to even more of the galaxy. And there's a sense here that you are realigning with your sense of love in yourself at this time. This is the Venus energy. But you're also establishing new truths in your life that support who you are now. And so there's this realignment with the universe, with universal energies, a realignment with a higher version of yourself that absolutely exists, that is present, that is alive, and an understanding that there's always room in the galaxy to expand, to learn, and to grow. And it's a very important week for being conscious of yourself, for being intentional with how you love yourself. Now, one way this can show up is through the lower energies of Sagittarius. And that can be judgment, strong opinions, righteousness. It can be someone who knows everything, a know-it-all. It can be an understanding of, well, this is how it's always been, therefore, this is the right way to do it. So these are some of the themes of Sagittarius, the lower consciousness energies of Sag. It also can show up as exaggeration, propaganda, doing too much, going too far, not understanding the consequences. It's like if you were to stay up all night partying in the morning, you're going to have a really bad hangover, right? There's the consequences that show up. But Sagittarius energy doesn't consider that. It thinks of the adventure, the fun, being in the moment, and what can be experienced. Well, one way to be aware of how to shift these energies in yourself, which is where your power is in yourself, is that over the next week, in fact, over the next number of weeks, if you feel that you're being judged, if you feel a rejection or an alienation, these are energies that are unaccepting, right? They're not accepting you, they being a person, a entity, a job, a whoever. Looking at the energies here, you have support from the universe to reprogram what you accept in and what you receive. This is the Venus energy, where your energy doesn't sink down into that judgment or that rejection or whatever you're experiencing. Instead, you rise up in your self-acceptance and you really get stronger in how you love and value yourself in a way that fortifies you. This is a fortification energy that's reminding you that when you love yourself enough, you are strong, confident, powerful, and it's all an inside job. And I know that for many of you, you've been on a spiritual journey for a number of years, a number of decades. This is not new information by any means, but this is a reminder to give yourself what you need right now, because the connection with the galactic center is reminding you that you are deeply supported in these new levels of self-love. And there's a sense here that your energy is going to rise up, where if somebody judged you before, you're going to have this energetic pushback that's a bit like, okay, I can objectively see this as this person is judging me. They're applying a right or wrong energy to me, to who I am, to how they perceive me. It's all perception. But I know who I really am, and I love who I am. I love my ability to grow. I love my strength. I love what I am doing at this time in my life. I love fill in the blanks, right? Fill in the blanks and make your own voice louder than the external voices. And this is a very deep reprogramming, because this energy has been on the planet for centuries, and we're reprogramming it deep within ourselves to be more self-accepting and understand that what used to affect you is going to shrink down over the next number of months. And what I'm seeing here that's really interesting is a story that's unfolding with the Scorpio, Sagittarius, and Capricorn energies that are active right now. The story that I'm feeling is that there has been a deep emotional understanding of who you are, of what the wounding has been, of what the emotional patterns have been, of your own judgments of yourself, the ways you've perhaps rejected yourself or you gave your power away to other people. Each of these is its own category. And so there's an understanding of what you have participated in. Now there's also this rising truth in what no longer resonates with you, what doesn't interest you, what you don't like, what you don't want to participate in, what you don't want to contribute to, because of how you have deeply, deeply changed. And now we are each being called forward to stand in the world with greater strength, power, and authority than ever before. This is the energy of Capricorn, because I'm getting the image of the spine strengthening within each of us. Capricorn rules the spine, the joints, the bones, the teeth, and there has been a deep, it's like this deep penetrating reworking of the energies inside of us to be able to stand on our own. And I feel like that's a big theme right now for many people. Although some of you could say you've been doing that for a long time. You've had to stand on your own. You've had to separate from a group, separate from a family, separate from a business, separate from something that was part of your self-identity. And you've had to now be your own person in a whole new way, which of course brings up even more to process and work through, be it your sense of self and your ego attachments and, you know, your job title or the groups that you were a part of or people you associated with or socialized with. It's like there's been a filtering out and you've been required to stand on your own. And I'm seeing this as something that many people often fight against or deny or don't want to do. And this is a time here over this next week, especially and into December, I feel there's an uprising in this ability to be yourself in the world. Like there's an understanding of the truth of who you are, what you know is true for you, what you're ready to courageously embark upon. There's an understanding that you are being your own person instead of, you know, trying to be a wallflower or trying to blend in with a group or blend in. Like I'm getting that image of blending in, you know, when patterns of fabric try to enmesh and blend in, there's an understanding that you can't do that anymore. You can't hide. You can't stand behind somebody. You can't just try and be a part of the group or the clique or be average. You can't be average. And there's this understanding that you're meant to stand up and stand out because you are a leader. And at a soul level, you knew you could do this. You knew you could handle something that would help you on your own journey of soul advancement. And right now is that time. And it's been ongoing for many people over a course of many years. It's been something that you felt rising within you. And then it was kind of like, you know, one step forward, two steps back. But this time here, this time in November 2019, there's something that you cannot deny. You cannot deny who you are. You cannot deny what you know. You cannot deny your own understanding of self because all of this deeply resonates with how much you love yourself. And we're getting these blasts of downloads that say, remember you are love. Remember you are loved. And when you feel that within yourself, you're invincible. You're invincible in your sense of self and in what is possible in your life because you're acting from a place of love. And it's a very different energy than where you've maybe been before in any part of your life. I mean, this is life-changing stuff here. And it's working with many people in various ways, various direct changes, so to speak, various energies are awakening people to the truth of who they really are. And so you can no longer stand on the sidelines, so to speak, or try to be a part of the pack. You have to be yourself. And this is, I feel that for many people, I feel it for millions of people, this is an understanding of your soul's biggest desire. This is a desire. And instead of it being a fear, fearing that, now it's become a desire of I want to be myself. I have to be myself. I feel better when I'm fully, authentically me without trying to wear a title or fit in or do this so that so-and-so will like me. All of that's that been there, done that, and it's very much a part of the 3D and where you were conditioned and raised and how you thought you had to be loved. This is a deep reprogramming of self-love and self-acceptance and the understanding of what it means to fully accept yourself and be, you know, your number one fan, so to speak, you know, to be the CEO of your own fan club. It's like I have to stand in the world as myself, and there's no going back. And that's a big part of the overall energy of right now, is understanding that you cannot compromise. There's nothing to compromise. In fact, as I say that, I get the image of a desert. It's almost like everything's been removed or taken away because it's not even anything you're meant to focus on or put energy towards. It's like that wasn't you. It served a purpose. It served an experience or healing or lessons. But now it's time to move forward. And we're all getting this push into the next decade of very deep permanent changes, that it's time to move into these new understandings of what you're capable of your mastery, of your talents, of what you're here to do in terms of soul mission work, you know, what calls to you in a very deep, powerful way. And it's really quite exciting. It's really quite exciting. Now, this Mercury retrograde in Scorpio has been reprogramming us deeply around the stories we've told ourselves, where we've given our power away, the emotional wounds we carry, how we've been holding on to certain feelings that ultimately drain us. And with Mercury stationing direct at 11 degrees of Scorpio on November 20th, I always think of it as like you're standing in the kitchen and you're like, okay, right now, what was I doing next? What do I work on next? Because I've been doing all this cleanup, catch-up work, and I'm stopping, taking a breath, getting things together, and I'm allowing myself some new perceptions here, some new understandings of what I am going to tell myself. Mercury is the human mind. It's the stories we tell ourselves, the information that we take in that then feeds our emotional world. The mind is very powerful in its attachment and contribution to our emotions. And so when Mercury is in a water sign, it really tunes in to that emotional body and what we've been holding, what we've been emotionally holding that we need to purge or let go. And we often say with Scorpio to transform it into a new story, into a powerful story. So going back to this energy of judgment, if you're feeling that, if you're feeling judgment, one thing I like to say is, well, return to sender. Return to sender. I'm not going to accept that as part of my version of the story. I'm not going to accept that in a way that would harm how I love and care for myself. That is not my truth. Someone can have their perceptions. Someone can have their understandings. We live in a world of over 7 billion people. So you're going to experience many versions of anything. But this is where you're taking responsibility in what feels powerful for you. And I'm also feeling that there is a spiritual infiltration right now, as in spirit is coming in to say, we're protecting you. We want you to learn from this. We want this to be an experience that helps rewire you into a new sense of your power. So if, for example, you've been trying to blend in or fit in with certain friends, I'm going to use that example of friends, and you no longer have a connection point with them, or you sense that they are rejecting you, or they're, you know, not making time for you, or just the relationship dynamics have greatly changed, spirit is giving you a redirect. God, source, spirit, the universe, whatever you call it, whatever works for you. Spirit is redirecting you to what is worth your time and energy. And that doesn't have to be a negative against those friends. It's just that you've reached a fork in the road and you need to go left and they need to go right. And, you know, socially that can be awkward or uncomfortable, or, you know, people will gossip or say things, and that's just their own perceptions they're playing into. but you can gracefully divert yourself onto the path that's meant for you and not take it personally. Again, I feel like this spiritual infiltration right now is part of the connections with the galactic center, where it reminds you that there are now openings for even more people to show up and come through. This is part of the Venus energy of being around those connections, those relationships, those friendships that feel good, that feel safe, that feel secure. And to allow that opening in your life and in your world so that you're not putting time and effort towards something that is perhaps stale or complete. Because it can be very easy, especially in social situations, to keep going back to what's familiar, what's known, but it doesn't honor you. It's not loving to you. So you have to look at, well, why would I go back to people who reject me? Why would I keep going back to people who judge me? Why would I keep going back to people who don't get me, who don't understand me? Why am I doing that to myself? These are powerful questions. And that's where you take responsibility over who you are from a place of loving yourself. Why would I participate in a scenario that at a subconscious level I know is continuing to judge me or reject me? Life is too short for that. Life is way too short for that. And you can wish them well and you can hope they have a great time in life, but you don't have to participate in that ongoing pattern. This is a theme right now, and this is also part of Venus dancing with the galactic center. Now, the galactic center energy is especially strong November 19th through the 24th. November 19th through November 24th. So stay very aware of the Venus or Jupiter energies that come in, that are supportive, that are loving you, but also I feel like this is, again, that inner work of where you're being asked to love yourself more. Learn from yourself. Learn from your own patterns. Learn from your own judgments. Learn from your own energies. And understand how that is where you develop wisdom and how you're understanding your own journey even more. So it's meant to be very empowering. So this is a very rare conjunction because Jupiter is here every 12 years, but Venus and Jupiter together at the galactic center is rare, and it's a reprogramming, a reinitiation of love, of where you are honoring yourself and how that then shows up in your world through the energies of relationships, receiving, money, abundance, happiness, joy, and so on. Another way this energy could show up here this week is that you want to spend more money. There's things you want to buy because you feel good, it feels good, you want to put energy towards it. It's a big financial energy period as well. And then the energy is going to continue to grow as the sun enters Sagittarius on November 22nd. That happens at 9:58 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then the sun will have a new moon connection with the moon at 4 degrees of Sagittarius on November 26th. That will be exact at 11:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I do have a video for you on YouTube that explains more about this new moon energy. It is a very lovely new moon. It's at 4 degrees in your chart of Sagittarius. So you would find which house 4 degrees of Sagittarius is. And that's where this new moon energy is coming in to support you with a new step, a new development, something that you are growing. There's also a connection here to strong healing, as this new moon at 4 degrees of Sagittarius is going to trine Chiron at 2 degrees of Aries. And it's actually retrograde. Chiron is moving back to station direct at 1 degree of Aries, the middle of December. And this is the energy that's helping us feel good in who we are, in a new sense of self the courage to be yourself. So going back to the visual of how you're meant to get stronger in the spine, it's an energy of standing in the strength of who you are now. Even if you've had broken bones, so to speak, and some very deep wounding, there is support in really moving ahead. And I'm seeing it as stronger steps. And it's interesting because I'm also seeing this image that's that famous evolution of humankind, where it starts off with the monkey, right? And then, or the ape, and then it gets more upright, and then eventually becomes a human. And maybe you believe this, maybe you don't. But there's then the evolution of humankind is not only standing more upright, but being stronger, taller, and lighter. And I feel the evolution is in the light body, as in the body getting lighter, removing density that is from lifetimes of, I feel it as harm, but it's like lifetimes of unconsciousness where the energies have been cleared out, they've been made conscious, and as soon as they become conscious, they are more light. So it's that interesting understanding that the human body is evolving into a fuller vessel of light. And that's why the past number of years or decade have been so dang hard as well, because you're moving through a lot of density from a lot of lifetimes, a lot of deep healing work, a lot of unconsciousness. And now we are moving into a new level of consciousness, and it affects our physical selves, our physical body. And I'm seeing the spine. Okay, wow. So the double helix of DNA, the spiral, I'm seeing that around the spine and in the spine, but it's light. It's light DNA, and it's composed of new energies from the sun, the neutrinos that come from the sun. And I realize that when I say neutrinos, it sounds like some metaphysical new age thing, but it's not. There are scientists who have won Pulitzer Prizes for their studies of neutrinos. So this is where I think it's a very cool convergence zone between metaphysical and physical sciences. A metaphysical being meta, right? Being bigger. So that's part of the understanding here of the energies, is that we can see them through human science and with our eyes and our senses, but there's also an energetic impact that we feel and understand intuitively, spiritually, and beyond. So there's this cool, like, dance of energies coming through that support you standing strong in who you are now, because you cannot compromise, you cannot go back, you cannot revert. I mean, there's no options. It's like I'm getting the image of if you're standing on the path and you were to turn and look behind you, there's nothing behind you. It's sort of like the drop off of a cliff. Like there's nothing behind you to go back to. It's only moving ahead. And this is actually where things start to get really exciting. Now you have energy, space, and the spiritual growth to create exactly what you want. And so this Mercury in Scorpio is, again, the mind, right? Reprogramming our stories, reprogramming information, reprogramming the emotional body and how we have perceived ourselves, the ways that we have unconsciously given our power away to others. We're seeing things more deeply. Well, this Mercury stationing direct is trining the North Node in Cancer. That's reminding you what you want because it feels good. It's reminding you of what you need and where your heart comes alive. And there is a water grand trine once again, as the Mercury in Scorpio energy also connects with Neptune in Pisces, which is the higher self that is trusting and understanding that everything changes, everything has a new form, a new shape, but this is allowing a new dream to come in. And I'm getting a visual of this new dream coming through in a way that develops your confidence, develops your strength, reminds you who you are. It's like, I even feel like for some people, this is a remembrance of who you are at a soul level that you haven't been able to experience for perhaps many lifetimes, where things, you kind of went down a different path, or you got, okay, now I'm feeling it like caught up. You know how they go fishing and the side of the boat brings up a really big net filled with all kinds of fish? It's like you got caught up in this really big net of fish with people and situations and stuff, and it's like you couldn't get out. But now there's this freeing yourself from that net, that fishing net. I know that's a pretty random visual, but I trust it delivers the message that you're no longer caught up in those things. You're no longer caught up in where you thought you were stuck. You're meant to see that there's a way out when you go into this next chapter in your life. And this Mercury is helping you receive that wisdom, that understanding, and the trust in what you can't see. Just the feeling can be enough at times. That sense of, no, this is who I am. I have to do this. I have to go for it. Now, Mercury is going to also sextile Saturn in Capricorn on November 29th at 16 degrees. And there's going to be some solid commitments, connections, agreements that are made at the end of November. And this is going to help solidify what you know is true for you and the next steps. Now, Mars is following behind Mercury, and Mars is in Scorpio and is going to have an opposition to Uranus in Taurus at 3 degrees on November 23rd and 24th. This is shakeups, unexpected developments. It can be anger. It can be things happening in the world, literally earthquakes. It can be something rising up that bursts out. This can be volatile energy. So keep an eye on that. Again, November 23rd and 24th. So that will be prominent at the same time as we have Venus in Sagittarius exactly conjunct Jupiter and the galactic center. So November 23rd and 24th this weekend is a very big energy period. And you want to go safe, go be careful, you know, be aware of basic safety precautions with that Mars opposing Uranus. But I feel like what is happening at a universal level is that you're going to have some really clear answers, some really clear understandings of what you want, what matters to you now. This is the energy of breakups, of something being just done. You're just over it. It's through. And this doesn't have to be with people or a situation or an experience. This can be within yourself where you're literally like, I'm done being a certain way, or I'm complete with understanding this aspect of my own unconsciousness. I'm moving into something new now. So this weekend has pivotal energies. There is a video for you on YouTube that's called The Best Weekend of 2019. That's because of the Venus and Jupiter conjunction with the galactic center, and that's very expansive energies. There's something switching over for us this weekend. It's like the energies are just saying new start, new start, new start. And that is further emphasized by the Sagittarius new moon at 4 degrees. On November 26th, where whatever clears out this weekend, whatever you've come to understand is done for you, you're going to have a surge of energy to embark on what's next. And this can be through those Sagittarian energies of inspiration. I'm ready for the next adventure. I want to learn more. I want to keep growing. I want to keep understanding this. There is an openness to the world with Sagittarius, but also an openness to your own soul's needs. What do you need right now that you're motivated to discover, that calls to you? And this is a new call of the soul. This is an answering of what you know is waiting for you energetically. So we have a lot of uplifting big energies here over the next week. And then in the background, we also have Neptune slowing down to station direct on November 28th at 15 degrees, 56 minutes of Pisces. And this Neptune energy moves very slowly. It's like drifting through a cloud. And it's understanding the bigger journey that we feel, that we intuitively tap into and trust. I feel that when there are strong Neptune energies in effect, we are even more connected to our spiritual selves. We're more tuned in to our intuition, to what we need to develop, to what we need to trust within ourselves, but trust the bigger picture. Trust what you can't see. And to tap into magic. And I'm feeling this as we open up to other realms, other spirit guides can show up at this time. And I'm getting the image of these other spirit guides that could be waiting for you to help you cross a bridge, to move through this transition of energies, to move into the next decade. So stay aware of any new energies, entities, beings of light that you're just feeling the presence of these energies. I do recommend that you declare that only beings of the highest love and light are allowed into your energy or into your vibration. It's very important to be very clear with your free will around the types of energies that you will connect with, because there are many different types of energies on the planet. There are many darker energies. There are trickster energies. There are cloaking energies that are cloaked in something else, similar to a wolf in a sheepskin. You know what I mean? It's like you want to be very clear about the energies that you're going to connect with. So establish very clearly that you are only available to connect with energies of the highest love and light, and that it is something that you are reinforcing in order to feel strongly connected and guided at this time. Now, Venus is going to enter Capricorn on November 26th, and this is a grounded energy, a sense of being more decisive, of having clarity about where your money goes, what you commit to, what you want. So this is going to be a welcomed, I believe, grounding influence and bring in some more earth energy. It's also a significant transition into December, because not only is Venus entering Capricorn, but Jupiter is going to be entering Capricorn on December 2nd. And this is really going to change the energy of December. So understand that right now is the time to be open to what you are ready to explore, to be very strong in yourself, to be trusting in your journey, trusting in what matters to you. And then the energy into December gets more serious. It gets more aware of the world at large and what is unfolding in 2020 and beyond. So there's something about this next week that I feel is strongly pivotal in your sense of self-love, personal strength, confidence, being very intentional with your energy, being very intentional with your thoughts. And it's helping you be very aware of what's possible in your life next, in what's possible going forward as we move through the very big energies of 2020. So overall, this is a beautiful week in November, and I hope that you experience the best of it. I hope you experience some wonderful developments, some great breakthroughs, some clear understandings about what is necessary for you going forward. And knowing too that it's a very rare opening into cosmic energies, and that this is something that you can intentionally work with in a very powerful way right now. I did a show for you on Monday that talked more about this Jupiter and Venus in galactic center conjunction. So please listen to that podcast. It'll give you some more insights into these energies. And for those of you who have identified that you have something at 27 degrees of Sagittarius, this is where you're receiving cosmic support. Now, we all have a 27 degrees of Sagittarius in our natal astrology chart. And it's in a different house, right? It's in a house in your chart, and you might have a planet there, a planet or a point. You could have your Neptune there, your Saturn, your Mars, your Mercury, etc. Whatever planet you have natally there is where you're receiving this cosmic support at this time. And it's helping you expand consciousness and expand into the bigger picture of your life. And just to throw out, some of you have asked where I have 27 degrees of Sagittarius. It's actually my rising sign. My rising is 27 degrees of Sagittarius, exactly conjunct the galactic center. Yes, it's been a very big time in my personal world. It's been quite fun. But this is where I also hope to be a good messenger for you of the energies that I feel and received that are bigger in the cosmos. And I just really hope to support you with what you are learning and understanding in yourself at this time. So thank you so much for joining me today. As always, it's a joy to connect with you through this podcast. Yes, you can still sign up for the 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinars. These are three webinars that are helping you understand the big energies of 2020. One webinar is about the personal planets. A second webinar is about the outer planets. And the third webinar covers the six eclipses of 2020. And you can still use the coupon code POWERFUL to get the full program for $22, because I want to help as many people as possible make the best decisions for themselves in 2020. So thank you all for joining me. I'll be back here on Monday for our next live broadcast. And I wish you a beautiful, beautiful week ahead with these very rare energies. And I hope that you have some beautiful developments in your life too. So take good care, and I'll see you back here next Monday.